Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 1st, 2025, through Friday, December 5th, 2025. Monday, December 1st, 2025. Deer Park, Texas resident sentenced for running unlicensed financial scheme involving $2.3 million check. Bobby Charles Lee Sr. pleaded guilty to operating an illegal money-transmitting business. At a hearing, the court heard that Lee continued to move illicit funds while on bond. Prior to imposing the sentence, 33 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, Judge Hoyt noted Lee's conduct as among the most outrageous he had seen in 37 years on the bench. He told Lee, "At your age, you still have to come home to write," and questioned why Lee had not bothered to tell his family about his criminal case. In March 2024, Lee deposited a counterfeit $2.3 million U.S. Treasury check and used the proceeds to enrich himself and his spouse, including purchasing a Cadillac vehicle. Authorities later seized the vehicle and recovered approximately $2.1 million that remained from the fraudulent funds. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. Colombian nationals sentenced to over 7 years in prison for participating in international money laundering conspiracy. Oscar Rodriguez Camargo was sentenced for his involvement in a sophisticated international money laundering organization that laundered more than $6 million in drug trafficking proceeds from Colombian cartels through the United States, the Caribbean, and European banking systems. Over the course of the investigation, $1 million was seized from corporate bank accounts and other investigative activity. Nearly 3,000 kilograms of cocaine, with a street value of over $90 million, was traced back to the money laundering organization. In or about October 2016, an investigation began into a sophisticated money laundering organization located primarily in Barranquilla, Colombia. During an extensive 5-year investigation, the organization laundered over $6 million in drug proceeds through the intermediary banks in the United States, including banks in Massachusetts, as well as additional proceeds through banks in the Caribbean and Europe by use of the Colombian Black Market Peso Exchange, BMPE. As part of the conspiracy, members of the organization held roles and responsibilities relative to the needs and opportunities of the scheme, such as drug suppliers, peso brokers, money couriers, and business owners / dollar purchasers. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. Gonzalez man sentenced to 18 years in federal prison for multi-million dollar scheme to defraud the COVID-19 era employee retention credit program. Damon R. Rabi was sentenced to a term in federal prison following his conviction for conspiracy to launder money and obstructing the administration of internal revenue laws relating to a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud a COVID-19 economic relief program. Additionally, Gonzalez was ordered to pay $2,603,678.04 in restitution to the United States Treasury and forfeit an additional $2,045,241.58. According to admissions made as part of his guilty plea, Rabi devised a scheme to defraud the United States through the Internal Revenue Service by preparing and filing a tax form fraudulently claiming employee retention credit, ERC, refundable tax credits on behalf of numerous businesses purportedly located in the Baton Rouge area, businesses that either did not exist during the COVID-19 pandemic or did not have any legitimate business activity prior to the pandemic. As part of the scheme, Rabi filed documents with the IRS asking the IRS to assign employer identification numbers, EINs, to the fraudulent businesses. He opened bank accounts in the names of the fraudulent businesses, and he filed tax forms in which he falsely represented the business's number of employees and payroll amount and falsely claimed that the businesses were entitled to large tax credits. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, December 4, 2025. Attleboro woman pleads guilty to embezzling more than $400,000. Marie Hobson, the former office manager for a Franklin Environmental Services business, pleaded guilty on October 15, 2025, in federal court in Boston to embezzling more than $400,000 from her employer. Between December 2019 and March 2025, Hobson inflated her own payroll by adding approximately $268,046 in phony expense reimbursements, such as uniform costs, even though Hobson did not wear a uniform in her position. To conceal the thefts, Hobson manipulated her employer's accounting software to make it appear she was only receiving her weekly salary. Hobson also misused her company-issued credit card to pay for country club memberships, vacations, cruises, timeshares, and personal residence costs, totaling more than $105,000. To conceal her scheme, Hobson failed to report the funds that she embezzled on her federal income tax filing for tax years 2021 through 2024, resulting in a tax loss to the government of approximately $81,000. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, December 5, 2025. U.S. citizens and Chinese nationals arrested for exporting artificial intelligence technology to China. According to a recent U.S. DOJ news report, two U.S. citizens and two nationals of the People's Republic of China, PRC, all residing in the United States, have been charged in a federal indictment with a conspiracy to illegally export cutting-edge NVIDIA graphics processing units, GPUs, which have artificial intelligence AI applications, for the PRC. Han Ning Ho, a.k.a. Matthew Ho, Brian Curtis Raymond, Cham Lee, a.k.a. Tony Lee, and Jing Chen, a.k.a. Harry Chen, were arrested for their alleged participation in the crime. According to the indictment, the PRC seeks to become the world's leader in AI for 2030 and seeks to use AI for its military modernization efforts and in connection with the design and testing of weapons of mass destruction and deployment of advanced AI surveillance tools. The PRC seeks cutting-edge technology in furtherance of that goal. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.